Labor in Northeast meltdown. TUSC still fights austerity across Tyneside. TUSC activists have had solid election campaigns. In Newcastle, we've participated in Kill the Bill protests, taking our message to a young layer of people, including by speaking from the platform at the protests, putting forward the case for TUSC. Over in North Tyneside, campaigners held successful park meetings, where local residents turned out to hear TUSC's anti-austerity message. Our stalls in Gateshead particularly attracted young people who are at the sharp end of cover job losses. Our votes have been modest. However, despite the total lack of publicity, TUSC outpiled the Green Party in UKIP in Churton, North Tyneside, and in High Fell, Gateshead, we gained more votes than either the Lib Dems or the Greens. In stark contrast to our optimism, the mindset of Labour Party activists at the count in Gateshead was rock bottom. Every Labour member we spoke to understood the Labour vote in Hartlepool was in meltdown. Although on the night Labour didn't lose any seats in Gateshead, their councillor spoke to us of their votes hemorrhaging. They also conceded this was as a result of years of Labour not putting up a fight against Tory cuts. Throughout the campaign we've been inundated with messages of support. This included someone who unfortunately lived just outside one of the wards we were standing in. He sent us a photo of his ballot paper, to which he had added our candidate Ross Cooper and TUSC with a cross next to it. Maybe next year he will be standing as a TUSC candidate in that ward. Elaine Brunskill, South Tyne and Wear Socialist Party,